There was obviously a need to do something with certain types of offenders. The people who committed crimes like shoplifting or begging people for money on the streets or trespassing at the convenience stores, they were repeat offenders. They're low-level crimes. And the people committing them usually have mental health diagnoses. We were sort of at this very unsatisfactory point where no one was satisfied with what was going on with these types of offenders. And that's really why and how it started.
Now, who was eligible to go through this court, to come before this court?
One, a person has to be charged with a misdemeanor crime. They have to be Hamilton County residents. And they have to go through a screening process where our Hamilton County Court Psychiatric Clinic can confirm that they have a diagnosis of either bipolar, schizophrenia, schizoactive disorder, or chronic depression. And they have to want it.
Once somebody goes through this court, enters the program, what does the court do to help them, to change them so that they can become better citizens down the line?
If they're accepted into the program and they have to enter a guilty plea and they're put on intensive supervision probation and they get sort of a dedicated team, a collaboration of mental health court service providers and criminal justice people like prosecutors, public defenders, the judges, a probation officer, they sign a treatment plan. And we explain to them, we are going to provide you wraparound services for whatever your particular needs are. We're going to tailor a program specifically for you. We have, you know, connected to agencies all over the county. And we are, you know, if I'm the person coming into the program, it's Team Heather. I call it Team Heather. Well, I mean, team whoever you are. And we are your team, and we're all here to help you improve your life, get to a better place in your life. The judge's part in it is I'm the accountability person. So they're going to be meeting with generally Greater Cincinnati Behavioral Health Services is the mental health treatment service provider, but there are other mental health service providers that they could be connected to. And they're going to get a case manager who's going to, they're going to work up what their goals are and how they're going to attain those goals.
On what criteria do you and your court decide that someone in this program has successfully completed it? And how successful has the program been over the last 10 years?
Between 2004 through 2012, 94% of the people who graduate from the program have not committed a crime, a new crime while in the program, and have not reoffended for a full year after completing the program. 84% have not reoffended after they've been out of the program for a year. And 77% of the people who successfully completed the program have never reoffended.
Hamilton County Municipal Mental Health Court Judge Heather Russell says the program measures success in a variety of ways, such as whether the person remains connected and engaged with mental health services, and whether Russell can see that the person looks physically better after the one-year program is completed. I'm Steve Hirschberg.